What I mean is, you know, things Buddhists talk about is mind and materialistic and spiritualistic being. We don't talk about just material or just spiritual. This is one important point. When you think, you know, but actually, when you discuss something about Buddhism, but in your everyday life, it doesn't make any sense. Why I have to argue this kind of thing? It's you know, sometime our mind goes too far, you know, unnecessarily goes too far. So if we go too far this way, you know, we should go, you know, pretty far this way too. That is why I have to say more, you know. I have to argue, you know. If, because you go this way too far, because you make too big mistakes, so it is difficult to say that is mistake, you know. Why it is mistake? It's such and such, you know. So it is necessary to make everything clear. So, but actually, there's no need if you don't go too far. You know, if you just sit, if you are able to just sit without much making much mistake, it is all right, actually. So, it doesn't, you may think what I'm saying doesn't help you so much. Without realizing you are already went too far away, you know, from reality. So to pull you back to present, you know, I have to say many things, that's all. So what I just said is, Buddhists never talk about something just material or just spiritual. Do that, you know, just material is already wrong. The one side is missing.
If I try and sit very still without moving at all, and counting my breath, and disregarding whether or not my mind is moving,
What mistake you are making?
In
at that time.
Something by concentrating just on the body.
Mm-hmm.
If I forget.
Yeah, that mistake will be, you know, if you think this is Zazen, you know. Zazen should be like this. If you say so, if you understand in that way, that is mistake. But if you just do that, you know, without much, without authorizing your practice too much, you know, just sit, then there's no mistake there. Or if you think, you know, I'm just, what I can do is just to sit. I don't understand his lecture. This is, you know, all what I can. So I may sit in this way. If you, you know, think in that way, that is also a mistake. So what you should do is with some understanding of Buddhist teaching and what is reality and what is real practice, you should sit. Then you have actually no, not much things to think. Just to sit is enough. Mistake will happen if you go too far, forgetting what you are doing right now. When you eat, you should eat. When you sleep, you should sleep. When you sit, you should sit. But the true understanding of it is you should understand it in from various viewpoints.
Suppose someone says to us, you keep saying just to sit as if it were something that everyone does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they could say, just to sit, that's going much too far.
Mm-hmm.
That's some sort of extreme, that's some sort of abnormal behavior.
Just to sit?
Yeah, that's not natural, they would say.
Mm.
Like, suppose, I mean, like, if you're from America and you're from somewhere very far away from California,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they see a Zen Center student sitting, they think that's incredibly unnatural.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they would say that that balance is off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like just to sit, that's on the other side of one dualism, of being very active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to keep saying just to sit, that's like them saying, that's like saying be very passive.
Uh-huh.
They say that's not the American way.
American way, you know. What is American way, you know? That's, you know, just argument, you know, doesn't much make sense. To me, it is very natural, and to them, it is not natural. You know, what is natural? So that is something which we cannot decide. Which is nature, or which is not nature. Just, you know, there's some mistake. Why I must say this kind of wrong talk is because we are liable to stick to one side. For Buddhists, the two major heresies is understanding of continuity and understanding of discontinuity. This is two major fault. we make by thinking or by understanding, intellectual understanding. So intellectual understanding cannot include this kind of opposite idea in one statement or in one practice. So, you know, just to say that is why I have to explain what does it mean by just to sit. When we say just to sit, it includes more, you know, actually. But why I don't say you can move, you know, is you may think just to sit means whatever you do, that is just to sit. And you will have completely different understanding of it. When I say just to sit, you know, you should accept sitting posture. As long as you practice zazen. When you eat, you should eat, you know. We cannot do two things together. So, we should do things most naturally as you can do. If we practice our way by group, you know, we cannot do different things. So when you sit, you should sit. And you should be able to accept that. That is what I mean by just to sit. But most natural thing, you know, natural things is, most natural things has very strict rule in it, you know. Or else you cannot be natural. When you, even though you think this is natural, but it may be a most unnatural thing. Because you cannot survive so long in that way. Something wrong with the idea of naturalness. So naturalness itself has, you know, the other side of naturalness is very strict. Has very strict sense of controlling things. Like, you know, you manage the ship, you know, or a car.
The word natural comes from nature. Nature is completely strict in that it does the same thing all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves fall off the tree at the same time, the sun rises.
Mm-hmm.
So be natural is really then to be completely in form. Form is form, and completely in nature.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah. That is, you know, so naturalness has, you know, two sides. Looks like. And when you do something like this, there's some reason. And that reason has some rules behind it. But we, you know, unnecessarily, because of our thinking, you know, we push ourselves unnatural way. That is actually of what human being does, you know, which plants and animals doesn't. Almost time. One more question, maybe. No question?
I'm on fire watch tonight, and I was thinking about what Craig was talking about, the bread box. Craig was talking about this thing, going into the kitchen to the bread box. Well, that's what I was doing on
firewood. I don't understand what is red.
Bread box is in the kitchen where they put the leftover slices of bread from lunch.
Uh-huh.
And
that is red box. Okay.
Pardon?
Okay.
Yes. And I wanted some advice from you. About how to handle that sort of situation. I know I guess we're not supposed to eat between meals, but I have my heart set all week. I've been thinking. And I'm the only one awake, and I can go in there.
And you're not the only one.
How would you handle yourself?
You know, you should feel, you know, as if you are great Zen master. Oh. Oh, this is dead book. Actually, you don't, you know, when you are a student, you eat, you know. When you become a teacher, you don't. Or when you become a teacher, you don't.
Don't what?
Don't eat. When you are just beginner or just, you know, student, I think you will do it. That is naturalness. When I was little disciple of my master's temple, I ate many things. I stole many things from my master. But when I became a temple priest, naturally, I didn't. not because I...
what you brought for all of us.
How did you feel?
I felt like a great Zen master.
Yeah. Say to yourself, I am the best student at the Sahara. And my future will be a great Zen master. Thank you very much.